The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Can we be done now?
Yes, we're done. Good night. What a week. We're recording a day early. Tomorrow's Easter. Go to church, you damn heathens.
Yeah, go to church.
Trust me, after this episode, you'll need it. So
everyone needs Jesus, okay?
Yeah, right now, everybody does, that's for sure. Ah, been a long week for everybody. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. On this week's show, we'll talk, more about Carmelo Anthony. I might lift up my hood for this one, Matt. We'll talk WrestleMania 41, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, the whole god-awful mess. Top 10 list this week, bands that should be bigger than they are. This could go many ways. We have some very interesting listener picks this week. So, all right, you ready to get into this, Vince?
I am.
And be done? For 8 days? All right. Start with some TV news. According to showrunners, Daredevil Born Again Season 2 will be a resistance tale. I'm not going to spoil it if anybody hasn't seen the last episode. Resistance with who's the mayor makes sense. So...
Resistance with the foot?
Oh, yes.
I mean the hand. I'm sorry. Hand. Wrong comic.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm sorry.
The King of the Hill sequel series now will be out this September on Hulu. Might be more King of the Hill news in Vince's segment. A little teaser there.
Fortnite?
Yep.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll just do it now. Yeah, they're saying around September, we're probably going to get King of the Hill skins in Fortnite just because of the revival. So. It's going to be Boomhauer and Shake just murking people. It'll be great. Bro,
it's going to be Dale Gribble is my skin from now on. Holy crap.
Dale's dead bug. Hope that one's true. All right. Next story I got here, and this is sad. This is just sad to me. Ryan Coogler, you know him from, what did he do? He did Creed, Second Creed. He did the Black Panther movies. He says that his next project is an X-Files reboot. And he has spoken to Gillian Anderson about returning. He says, if we do our jobs right, it will be really fucking scary. Just can't leave shit alone, can you? Hey, a good white people show. She is make it ours. We was aliens and she.
No, please don't.
Yeah, I know.
Are they gonna make the master of the fucking earth that black guy who invented white people? that one conspiracy theory. What's that guy's name? Yakuba or something like that.
Yakub, something like that. Yakub went out for smokes, never came back. Yeah.
Yeah. Goddamn white people. Shit.
But spooky.
No, it's going to be spooky, all right.
Yeah, that joke wrote itself. On the front porch. All right. Wow. We're getting Star Wars Maul, Shadow Lord. This was announced at Star Wars, GalaxyCon or whatever they're holding right now. New animated series. Sam Witwer is back as Darth Maul. So, yay. That'll be good. Amazon. We're getting a Pacific Rim TV series.
On Amazon?
For Prime. That was the giant mech thing, right? It's been a long time since that came out.
Amazon, it's probably going to be called like Pacific Rim Job or something.
Yeah. Twisted Metal Season 2 will premiere July 31st on Peacock. I'm actually looking forward to that. That's a fun little show. Plus, Samoa Joe Sweet Tooth. So there you go. Speaking of Peacock, we are getting Alicia Silverstone in a Clueless series.
As if.
And the crowd goes silent. So, but you want good news, Vince?
I guess.
This will make you happy. Even though it's at Amazon for Prime. Carl Urban returning for a Dread series.
Oh, fuck yes! What'd you say what channel that was on?
It'll be Prime.
Oh, worth paying for Prime.
Yeah, that'll be worth it because he keeps the fucking helmet on.
He said he wasn't going to do that. He wasn't going to do the series or the movie.
Money talks.
No. He said he wasn't going to do the movie if he took the helmet off.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you have got to let me keep the helmet on or I will not do this movie. And they said, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. No more makeup. We don't have to cut that makeup person's budget. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Let's get to some movie news. Sean Levy directing, Ryan Gosling doing a Star Wars movie will be called Star Wars Starfighter 2027 release. So, Ryan Gosling now in the Star Wars universe. Speaking of Gosling, Vince, I apologize.
My daughter sent this to me.
Did she?
Yes, of course she did.
He's going to produce the remake of Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, the 12-year-old sent it to me, and she's like, I cannot believe he's doing this. Why is Ryan Gosling doing this? I'm like, wow, you become me. I don't know how to take that.
I'm a little concerned and proud. All right, cool.
The thing is that I'm kind of jazzed about it. At least somebody's fucking doing it.
Doing something with the IP, yeah.
Right.
Because the game did just come out not too long ago.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of people playing it.
Yeah. Next thing I have here, good old Dolph Lundgren is now entering the vodka business. He has started Hard Cut Vodka, 90 proof, with Idaho potatoes and water from the Rocky Mountains. So go buy that Drago shit.
Coors?
I don't know. It's a vodka, so probably not.
What's that? What's the Rocky Mountain goat piss? Is that
Coors? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Coors. The creators of Tremors. You remember that? They had Reba and Michael Gross as, well, us.
I don't want to talk about Tremors.
They have won back the rights. And Kevin Bacon could be returning for a new installment.
Yeah, they promised this a long time ago.
Well, it was in court. Because who owns the rights? Does it officially go back after X amount of years? Well, the original creators have now won the rights back. So they're like, well, we want Kevin Bacon back. Michael Gross still alive, correct? Oh, that's right. They killed him off in the fucking Jamie Kennedy one. Spoiler. Never mind. What a retarded way to grumble, yeah, grumble.
Watch it.
Yeah, don't. Amazon is in final negotiations for Henry Cavill's Highlander, which has already started pre-production. So, we're going to get that movie. I'm actually kind of jazzed about that one. So
I want the 40K. I'm not even a Warhammer freak.
Well, this is what he's doing, Warhammer, after he does Highlander.
Sure.
So, and I think
you keep telling yourself that.
And I think that's an Amazon deal too, right?
I have no idea.
I think it is. Lastly here, we have the official cause of death revealed for Michelle Trachtenberg. Natural causes as a result of complications from diabetes. So
that sucks.
That does.
That's awful. Yeah. Fuck, man.
Yeah, that one's a bad one. So, all right, let's get to some comic book news. I would say superstar writer, Grant Morrison, kind of teased earlier in the week that he was returning to DC and going to do one of the big two books. Now, big two for DC is obviously Superman or Batman. He's done both to great sales and fanfare. We do now know it will be Batman. Grant Morrison's coming back to Batman. Of course, this is the guy that created Damian Wayne, which is Damian's going to tie in to the James Gunn movie universe and all that. So Grant's going to be back writing Batman. Kind of maybe okay with that. Kind of maybe, I said.
He'll fuck it up.
It depends on who's doing the art. So, the only other thing really for comic book news this week, Terry Pratchett's Discworld is going to be turned into graphic novels by, this is through Transworld and Puffin Books. So, I thought, didn't they do graphic novels? But it's been a long ass time ago.
You got me, bud. That has been, yeah.
That's probably been 20, 25 years. So, but if not, we're getting them. So, there you go. Recommendations for comics that came out this week. Usagi Yojimbo, 10,000 Plums, issue 2. King Spawn, issue 44. Arkham Horror, The Terror at the End of Time, issue 4. Dick Tracy, number 9. Superior Avengers, this is a One World Under Doom tie-in, number 1. Thundercats, issue 14. Ninja Turtles, number 8. Rogue Son, 26. Return of the Living Dead, 3. And Vince, just for you, Adventure Time, number 1. So there you go.
Are you serious? When's that come out?
It came out this week. Oh, it's Adventure Time. I think it's an Oni Press. So you might have to ask if they have it in. They probably do up there. Because Oni's a fairly big indie company. So, All right, let's get to some wrestling news. Holy crap, it's WrestleMania week. And so much of the wrestling. A couple of them even good. Start with some AEW news. They have fired one of their producers, Sarah Stock. She was Sarita in TNA, and she was also a former WWE producer. She was fired this week, just out and out fired. It's being reported, because it's wrestling, nobody knows anything, that she was trying to pull a Conan and get Mariah May to WWE. The way Conan did with Pentagon and Phoenix, which that would go under, since Mariah's still under contract, that would be tampering. So she was fired. So, and maybe she thought that, hey, if I can get her over there, I can get a job back too. So,
wink.
But now she fired. So there you go.
She gone.
We have an update to the Ryan Nemeth lawsuit against AEW and CM Punk. It's going to go to arbitration. Will be settled behind closed doors. So there will not be a trial. So there you go. And that was put forward by AEW's legal counsel, and the judge agreed. So there you go. Speaking of AEW, they announced Summer Blockbuster, which will be a 4-hour TV special coming from Portland. I don't have the date for it, but it's being rumored that this will be the TV special for the Blood and Guts match, which apparently right now is penciled in as Death Riders and Young Bucks against Ops, Swerve, and possibly Hangman. So we'll see, but 4-hour TV special. Speaking of viewership, Raw, Monday Night Raw's viewership on Netflix is down 35% in the U.S. since their debut on Netflix. So maybe, I don't know, actually put on wrestling matches instead of soap opera? Now, WWE is a TV show about wrestlers. Whereas AEW is a wrestling show. That's the difference. Triple H this week confirmed that NXT Europe is still happening, and he did admit that NXT UK failed because of the pandemic. So, blame China and Fauci. So there you go. WWE is trying to sign CM Punk to a new long-term deal. I hope that fails. I do not like the man. Two MMA legends made a surprise appearance at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport this week. Tank Abbott and Don Fry came out and greeted the crowd. And Tank Abbott looks a little different than he used to, but man, Don Fry came out and it's like, that's the real murder grandpa. He still looks like he could just walk into UFC and win the heavyweight title immediately.
He was guitarist like for the Eagles too.
Yeah. No, oh, that's his brother Glenn. Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm kidding. It's not his brother. He'd eat Glenn Fry. So we have a Becky Lynch update. She says apparently there was creative pitched for her in January. It didn't end up happening, and it wasn't a one-on-one match. She also said she doesn't want lazy booking. She wants something inspired. She said recently in interviews that she isn't coming back anytime soon, which in WWE talks means she will be at WrestleMania tonight. I almost would put money on it. So, and probably attack Ric Flair Jr.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Speaking of allegedly not coming back, Brock Lesnar was asked by a fan this week if he was coming back to wrestling and to WWE, and he said, nope, I am not coming back. I am officially retired. So, that Vince McMahon lawsuit killed all that. So, there you go.
He wouldn't. He's not wrestling for anywhere else, though, is he?
No. Shit, no. Lesnar has had FU money for years. He just did it for the shits and giggles the last few years. So, now he's back up on his, 2,000-acre Canadian farm, and like, you will never see me again, so.
Good for him.
Yeah, lucky bastard. All right. WrestleMania starts tonight. We ain't done these in a long time. Vince, it's time for predictions.
Oh, did you send me predictions?
I sent you the two pictures because WrestleMania is, as CM Punk said, a buy one, get one free deal. Boy, that came back to bite him in the ass since he's main eventing the first night of a buy one, get one. Would you like me to, since there's no names with these, you want me to?
Yeah, I don't know who these fuckers are.
All right, we will start with the World Tag Team Championship, New Day versus the War Raiders.
New Day?
I'm picking the white guys.
You're crazy.
New Day is bad guys now. So,
well, I mean, New Day. I'm taking the high road.
I know. It's classy of you. I'm still going War Raiders. This next match will probably be changed. El Grande Americano, which is, of course, Chad Gable under a mask, was supposed to be against Rey Mysterio, but Rey was legit injured at SmackDown on Friday, last night. Probably will put Rey Fénix in his place. And, fuck, I don't know. Who you picking? The white guy or the Mexican?
Oh, white guy.
So you're going Gable. Okay, yeah, I'll go Gable. Next match here, Jade Cargill versus Naomi. Nothing like some black-on-black female violence.
Naomi.
I'll go Jade. All right, the WWE Women's Championship match, Tiffany Stratton against Ric Flair Jr. This is where Becky Lynch will show up, by the way.
Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah. Yep, Tiffany will keep the belt. Becky will show up, throw off Charlotte. There you go. There's your finish. Shit, I could have put this. Ta-da. Yeah. Your World Heavyweight Championship match. Jey Uso against Walter Gunther, whatever the fuck they want to call him. Gunther is the champion, by the way. Jey won the Rumble.
Just give it to Gunther?
I think they're going to go with Uso on this. I don't think they should, but I think they will. Yeah, I'll go Uso. That takes us to our next match. United States Championship, champion LA Knight against Jey Uso's cousin, Jacob Fatu.
Ooh.
Legit cousin, too, by the way.
Okay. Fatu?
Yeah, I'm going to go Fatu. This would be a smart move to put the belt on him. And then your main event of night one of the Buy One, Get One Classic. Pepsi Phil against Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns. Three-way triple threat match, which means WWE has fucked it up. So no DQs.
Roman Reigns is going to win.
I think Seth wins. I think Seth wins, yeah.
No way.
Seth or Roman? Punk ain't winning this.
Roman's going to win because he's still got leukemia, right?
Well, I mean, you never get rid of that cancer thing. Ah, yeah, he can milk that. Yeah, that's right. All right, so that's night one. Let's go to night two, Vince.
Oh, my.
All right, let's start. Down here at the bottom. Pert Plus, AJ Styles versus I Hate This Man and Hope He Dies, Logan Paul.
Yeah, AJ, Pert Plus. Look at his hair.
I hope, like, let me rephrase this. I don't want anybody to die. I'm trying to be a better human being. I hope he's paralyzed from the neck down. So I don't wish him death. I just wish him intolerable suffering.
AJ Styles, Pert Plus is going to win. Because
I hope.
His hair is luscious. Look
it
at
is.
It.
It so is.
Bald. Blowing.
He needs that Pert Plus freaking spokesperson deal. Yeah. The triple threat women's world championship match. Bianca Belair, champion Io Sky, and Rhea Ripley. Vince, who you taking?
I don't know. They're all ugly. I guess I'll go with the white chick.
So you're going Rhea.
Yeah. The black lipstick's kind of hot.
I'm going to go Io. I think champion keeps the belt.
You got yellow fever?
I had sushi in a while.
Good for you, bud.
All right. Women's Tag Team Championship match. That is Raquel and Liv Morgan against Lyra Valkyria.
And Shovelface.
Shovelface. Bailey. You pick a shovel?
No, God no. I'm picking the hot ones.
Okay, so you're going with Liv and Raquel.
Yeah.
I'll pick them too. All right, probably this next one will be the funnest match of the whole damn two nights. The Fatal 4-Way Intercontinental Title Match. Pentagon, Bronson Steiner, I don't care what they call him, Finn Balor, and Dominic Mysterio.
He looks like Dominic Mysterio looks like that fucking Florida guy with the Gators.
He does.
What's that fucking guy's name?
Oh.
The Cajun Queer. What's that guy's name?
I know you're talking about the Cajun Queer. And we officially have a nickname for Dom. All right. Hey. All right. You join the illustrious thing of Shovel Face, Five Head, Pert Plus, and Collarbones.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Collarbones, yeah.
We now have the Cajun Queer. Uh-huh. So who are you picking here?
Pentagram Plus or whatever. What's that guy's name in the mask?
Pentagon.
Yeah, it's him.
I think they keep the belt on Steiner. I think Dom turns on Finn.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Right behind him.
Yep. All right. Next match is the Sin City Street Fight. Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre.
Damian.
I'm going to pick Drew. Just, they got to let this guy get a fucking win, don't they? And then your main event, Cody Cena for the belt.
Cody.
Cena.
No way.
He has to win it. He's still got months left on his contract, and if he loses this, that takes all the momentum out of his final run. Cena will win, and it will be, does he retire the belt and just take it with him when he quits? That'll be your story. I think fuckery will ensue in the main event. Like, Rock will show up and all this shit, but I think Cody gets screwed out of the belt, so... And this would be Cena breaking Ric Flair's alleged world heavyweight title number record. So,
Woo.
There we go. All right. Yay, WrestleMania's done. All right. That's it for wrestling. Vince, anything in video games?
Yes, but right into wrestling. Fortnite introduces The Undertaker and Cody Rhodes.
Yep. And I ain't going to lie, the skins look good.
Yeah, they look pretty good. Shining Wizards, Matt. Has bought them.
Did he?
Yeah.
At least he didn't buy Becky and Bianca.
I mean, he could have.
Yeah, I know.
He probably did.
I don't know.
He's got the Asian baseball guy.
he bought Shota, yeah.
Hori Koro
Hishiga. Me a swing a baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Me hit a white ball, hit a white man in a ball, yeah.
You bring a most of this honor to the baseball field.
Can I hit a curve a bar?
Speaking of Japanese and Chinese and shit, Zelda Notes will allow you to repair weapons once a day and switch two versions of Zelda, Breath of the Wild and TOTK.
Huh.
I don't know what TOTK is. I probably do, but it escapes me right now. All I can think of is... Marvel Rivals.
Yay!
Is getting swimsuit skins.
Yeah, it's retarded as hell. How about you fix people leaving matches, leaving it 3-on-6? Yeah, just saying. Sorry.
That one people came out not
real play. Quick, a little. Yeah.
I quit playing.
I know you did.
Yeah, Justin, number one Marvels fan. I can't. So nobody's playing. Like, I'm trying to like heal everyone. They're just standing there. I'm like, guys.
Oh yeah, it's worse than ranked.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad. It's but so I bad. Mean, the gameplay is fun. But man, you have to have people with you, or it sucks.
Yeah, you're fucked. So they're doing the Marvel swimsuit shit that they do every year. Remember, yeah. Marvel used to do the swimsuit editions or whatever.
I am curious to see what Jeff the Land Shark swimsuit's going to be, because that's going to be hilarious.
And the women were just drawn ridiculously.
Yes. I'm sure Mr. Fantastic will have a hell of a bulge.
Right. You know how it is. Elder Scrolls Oblivion screenshots leak, along with rumored shadow drop next week.
Really?
Yeah, we're getting a new Oblivion. Bethesda's remaking it.
Oh.
Well, you couldn't have that, what was it, Skyblivion. Somebody did a remake of Oblivion and Skyrim engine.
Mm.
And Bethesda must have said, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no, no.
That's our money.
For free? We don't make things for free. You have to pay for them.
Yep, that's about it.
Last thing I have. Turn-based tactics game, Star Wars Zero Company. Got a full reveal at Star Wars Celebration in Japan. It's coming in 2026.
Oh, that's the single-player game, yeah.
I'm a sucker for turn-based games.
Yep.
A turn-based tactics game.
Right.
Should be really, really good.
Oh, God, I hope.
And it's Star Wars, too, so...
There's a lot to work with. Let's put it that way.
I did lie. This isn't really video game news, but... 4chan was hacked last week.
I had that for later in the show, but go ahead, yeah.
4chan was hacked, and it turns out it was an Israeli honeypot.
Yeah, I saw that. The top, like, poll was the worst thing. Of course, that's the one all the news, the media would go after is, well, this was on 4chan's poll thing. And yeah, it come out to, like, more than twice the top users all came out of Israel.
Right. Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. Hilarious.
I used to get my news from poll. A long time ago, because they were ahead of the curve.
Yep. Yeah, Before everybody started doing news on, like, Twitter and TikTok, you know, the citizen journalist thing, it was on poll.
Yeah.
It was half, on the Chan.
Yeah, half Chan wasn't bad back in the day.
Yeah.
And it just got... And they're saying now it's fucked. Like, 4chan's doomed. There's no way they're coming back from this.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. Good luck. Well, there goes 4chan. Storefront's gone. 4chan's gone. Storefront used to be a really good place to get news before it was fucking watered down by the media.
Yeah.
Can't have that now, can we?
No.
That's all I got.
The only thing I had for video games, we already talked about probably getting King of the Hill and Fortnite come September-ish. So, there you go.
Damn it, Bobby.
Oh, that's got to be an emote.
Damn. Pop, 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 pop.
Damn it, Bobby.
Man, oh my, oh, dang old SMG, man. Oh,
rocket launcher, got a little bite, got a little blue, but boom.
Man, I killed that dang old Rick and Morty, man. Oh, dang old, pop, 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 pop.
God, I can't wait for that. That's going to be hilarious.
Goddamn Goku motherfucker. Pop, 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 pop.
Come on, Goku. I mean, yeah, come on. Come on, my initiator.
Hank Hill. You die now, Hank Hill.
You get to play as John Redcorn, but you can only kill white guys. It's great. Oh
my God. Just fucking all the white chicks in the entire map.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Jesus, man.
His emote, he just holds up a sign, where's all the white women? Yeah.
Oh, I buy it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some music news here. Drake has amended his lawsuit against his record label. Saying that Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show and his performance at the Grammys were seen by over 100 million combined TV viewers, and that expanded on his defamation lawsuit. So there you go with that.
I'd like to say something.
Yes.
I didn't watch it.
No, me neither.
Okay, good.
All right. Let's see. The only other thing for music news, well, it ain't really music. It's the crime blotter. Diddy has pled not guilty to two new charges in the criminal racketeering and sex trafficking case. So, double not guilties there.
So, if he loses, well, he loses all his Kool-Aid? Is that what happens?
I think that is no purple drank for 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, shit. Are you
kidding? It was months, but we, you know, the black punishment has to get watered down.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No fried chicken for you.
Yeah, yeah. No KFC voucher. Damn.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, ain't that some shit. All right, that's it for music news. It's time for Song of the Week, and we'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 bands that should be bigger.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
I just saw, look for more Star Wars Fortnite news to hit tonight. So there you go with that. That just came across. Yay. All right. Time for our top 10 bands that we think should be bigger. This could go many different ways. We probably have, maybe one in common.
Maybe.
Possibly two. But start me off with your number 10.
UFO.
There you go.
Had to.
Yeah. That's a really good pick.
I can't believe they're not bigger.
Yep. My number 10, in my opinion, and that this is all our opinion, this should be known as the metal band of the 80s, and that's Iron Maiden.
I can't believe they weren't bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I never heard them on the radio.
No, never.
Q95 never played them on the radio.
Nope, it was usually, here's a CCR and AC/DC.
Yeah, and that's all they are now still, so.
Well, yeah. But yeah, Maiden should be known as the metal band of the 80s. So, all right, number nine.
The Cowboy Junkies.
Ooh.
I like the Cowboy Junkies. I'm surprised they're not bigger.
That's a good pick, yeah.
Of course, I think I went like bands that nobody's ever heard of, but...
It's our list. We don't care.
Yeah, fuck them.
My number nine... This is not meant for a certain listener. But this band had three back-to-back triple platinum records.
Anal Cunt.
No, not them. And remember, we're saving Screwdriver for the last show.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Styx.
No. Oh,
Styx should have been bigger. I know.
I fucking hate Styx.
I know you do.
John, I love you.
Three back-to-back-to-back triple platinum records back when that fucking meant something.
Roboto, I love you, but goddamn.
All right, you're number eight.
Sponge.
That's a good pick. I like the pick.
Yeah. Sponge should have been bigger.
My number eight, if you listen to musicians giving interviews, then this band gets the respect it deserves. But if, like, to the common people, Rush does not get the respect they deserve. And I know our longtime caller, first-time listener, probably doesn't go, fucking Rush. So,
fucking Rush.
Yeah. A musician's band. So there you go. All right, number seven.
Helmet.
Oh, yeah. That's a good pick. Shit.
Yeah. Helmet should have been bigger.
Yes. My number seven... Nope. Powerwolf should be bigger now. So, yeah, that's my number seven. Number six, we're just going to blow through this real quick. So, number six.
Corrosion of Conformity.
I agree with that one.
That's I don't know how they weren't bigger.
Grunge?
I think they were just, yeah, and they were scary.
They just kind of got overshadowed. And they're like, that's a weird band. We're not going to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number six, A Day to Remember should be bigger, but they kind of get put off and, oh, they're punk or they're pop punk or they're, they just make catchy, fun music. So there you go. Number five.
The Replacements.
Yes.
Paul Westerberg. Why weren't they bigger?
You don't understand. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
Especially in that time frame. I don't get it.
Yeah. My number five, and I think I know why they're not bigger, because the lead singer is, I think, certifiably insane. Talking Heads.
I fucking love the Talking Heads.
Because David Byrne is legit insane. I think that's why they're not bigger.
I love them. That's one of the bands that you got to think about. You know what I mean?
Yes. Their music made you have to work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably why nobody.
They're not
fell out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Number four.
A band you've never heard of, Dredge.
No, I haven't.
There's a song called Same Old Road. I love Dredge. Dredge is great. Fucking find them. Download every fucking album. Buy it all. It's great.
There you go.
Why they're not bigger? No idea.
Hmm. My number four, probably most of our listeners have heard of, and I think they should be bigger, but they're kind of pigeonholed. It's CKY.
You ready?
Yeah.
Goddamn better believe.
Especially their newer stuff, which is more just your rock type stuff. Really, really good. And
God,
just,
I remember listening to them around 2003, 2002.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is amazing.
Yep. The whole Hellview. Oh, yeah.
Never played on the X.
No, God, no. Well, I think maybe I heard 96 Quite Bitter Beings once.
Yeah, on Sunday nights. Or it was Dave Dugan's show. It was Hangover Cafe on Sundays.
Yeah, because Dave didn't give a shit.
Maybe.
He's like, I'm playing what I want to play. Fuck all y'all.
Fuck, I miss Dave Dugan.
But, all right, number three.
The Eagles of Death Metal.
Yes. Should be the leading rock band right now.
No, I love the Eagles of Death Metal. God damn it. And it's a goddamn shame that the only reason they got bigger, or they got big, there for a second because of that shooting.
Yep. In France.
Yeah, that's...
It was fucking horrifying.
Yeah, and then when he came out and said, this is bullshit, and everybody's like...
Yeah.
You can't say that. They're brown.
Yeah. And then, whoop, they, you know, everybody immediately dropped them. But yeah, should be the top rock band, one of the top rock bands right now. I agree with that completely. My number three, it's a homer pick for me. It's the Ataris. Chris and the guys should have been bigger instead of being, oh, they did that Don Henley cover. So.
You need to call him up.
He comes back up there once or twice a year, and they do a show in Anderson. I'll have to see if that show's listed. Try to get a hold of them that way, maybe. So
I'm surprised you still have his number. Just call him. Just tell him, hey, come on, do the show, bud.
Well, shit. I mean, probably haven't talked to him in 20 years. So
he's been busy.
Yeah, he has a life. I have a fucking podcast. So,
yeah.
That I don't make money on. All right, number two.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That's my band right now.
Yep.
I fucking love King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They are fucking amazing. They are like this... It's hard to explain. Just listen to them. They're great.
Just reminds me of kind of like Captain Beefheart. Just the name and, you know, jokey, but then the music's like, oh, shit, this is really good.
Yeah, they're good. They're great.
My number two, when it comes to, like, the heavy industrial type stuff, this should be the guy, but he's mostly known for game soundtracks, and that's Mick Gordon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was out of left field, bud.
Doom. So, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, you're number one.
My number one is a defunct Seattle grunge band that my son loves, and he will never be able to see them.
Dinosaur Jr.
Flop.
Oh. Yeah.
How they didn't get bigger than what they were, it's beyond me.
Well, a lot of stuff came out of there at that time.
Yeah.
And it's just how much real estate, you know. And they're like, hey, this heroin addict's kind of popular. Let's push them really hard. Yeah,
they threw a bunch of shit at the wall, and whatever stuck was what they got. And flop, missed. Yep. Flop, they're great.
My number one.
Cradle of Filth.
Huh? No, sadly not. This should be one of the top two or three rock bands in the world right now, but they're just a little band, Hot Water Music. Love their stuff. Started out as more of a punk thing. Now they kind of sound like Clutch. Kind of, but yeah, the new album is great. Came out, good Lord, 6-8 months ago, something like that.
I am absolutely shocked.
What?
Bouncing Souls?
Well,
no Bouncing Souls?
I know, yeah. Should have been.
You surprised me, sir.
I know it.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. So there you go. So. All right. Let's get to some listener picks. Chris, who, buddy, if you're listening, fuck Facebook. I don't know what the fuck their problem is with you sending stuff into the group. I've checked it. It says you're all good. It's on their end.
Baby, just email us.
Just send it in Messenger. Send I get it Messenger. That way.
Get on Telegram. Telegram, man. Come on.
He says Van Halen should have been bigger because they never should have switched from Dave. I can't really argue that.
I can't argue it either, but their OU812 was a good album.
Yeah, it was.
God damn it.
But to be fair, Diamond Dave is one of your favorite Jews. So. Yes. Queen should have been bigger because fuck AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iced Earth. Yep. That may be an inside joke, to be honest with you, but he's right. Powerwolf, again. Amon Amarth. I agree with that. Fuck your Yankee Blue Jeans.
Fuck your Yankee Blue Jeans. Yeah, that's right.
Polaris from Pete and Pete should have been bigger.
Fucking Polaris.
Pete and the Blowholes. And he says, you two should have been bigger as bloated after drowning in a river. And rubber bands should have been bigger because, you know, small rubber bands are hard to use. So, and our other listener pick, Vince, comes in from a former co-host.
Oh. Oh, my.
I want my damn helicopter.
Yeah, Juan. Where's my fucking helicopter at?
Juan says Volbeat should have been bigger or should be bigger. Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's because they're foreign, to be honest with you. If I have to, they're not an American band, and that, I think that's what's holding them back. Malice.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been, they were right there with Metallica back in the day. Icon, which is a band out of Arizona, got really big in the 80s and never, you know, then the grunge thing kind of fucked everybody. He says Cinderella should have been bigger. Cinderella was a casualty of grunge. Because right as they were going to have the rocket strapped to them, grunge hit. So,
and the thing about Cinderella is they weren't, they looked hair metal, but
they were more pop.
Yeah.
To a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says Alcatraz, which was Graham Bonnet's band after Rainbow. Yeah. And this is how we got Yang Vi and Steve Vai. And yeah. So Alcatraz should have been a lot bigger. Yeah. What'd I call him? Yngwie? Yngwie?
Yngwie.
Yngwie.
Yeah, fucking Yngwie.
Yngwie.
Yngwie. And his big head.
Dave. Dave's in here, man. He says Crimson Glory should have been bigger. He says Velvet Revolver should have been bigger. This is what GNR should have been after Axel. Well, was Axel. So, and he says the Ramones should have been bigger because everybody, you know, knows them from only from the t-shirt and all right. That. And he says Motorhead should have been bigger. Everybody may have heard Ace of Spades and they know Lemmy, but they don't know the rest of the stuff, which he raises a really good point with that one. So,
yeah.
And then he says the last one here, Blue Oyster Cult.
Fuck yeah, I agree with that.
And then he wrote like an 800-word essay about how big Blue Oyster Cult should have been and how much he hates everybody. He goes, oh, it's a cowbell. They yeah. Or it's all Reaper and yeah.
Yeah, no, it's Blue Oyster Cult's they're serious.
Really good band, yeah.
Yeah, they're yeah. really it's like, you know what, they're like Tears for Fears.
Yep.
Everyone thinks it's one song and they're pop and it's 80s shit, but that was some deep shit.
And you might have just said my number one for next week's list, by the way. Spoiler early, maybe, possibly, kind of.
Yeah, that's Songs from the Big Chair.
Yep.
The Hurting.
Yep.
Just pick a fucking album.
Yeah.
No Priestess.
Mm.
Nobody picked Priestess.
Yeah, that's true.
That's weird.
But thank you guys for your picks. Those are all really good bands that everybody should be checking out. So, all right. No listener questions this week, so we're just going to go straight to Clown World. And did you see the stories? Are you ready, kids?
Where Justin drags the second half of the show down.
Damn it, I ain't good at much, but I can do that.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard says that the RFK and MLK files will be released in the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. CIA did it.
Yeah, released to a bunch of YouTubers.
Yeah, weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Funny. Did you ever find the Fort Knox gold?
I haven't heard any more about that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. And I literally live like close to Fort Knox.
Yeah, meet the new boss.
Same as the old boss.
Mm-hmm.
Same tiny hat, the whole thing. The New York City Police Department is looking for one Carlos Garcia for raping a male corpse on the subway.
Why?
Come to New York. It's great. Said nobody ever in the history of America.
Yeah, I don't. It's not like he's hiding magical beans, is he?
No, I don't think so. I got that joke. Trump said on Thursday an 80-page mineral deal will be signed with Ukraine in a week. The Treasury Secretary said it's most likely to be signed on April 26th. I could give two shits. I don't care anymore. A Wisconsin teen who killed his parents, plotted to assassinate Trump, and get this, according to the FBI, had communication with a Ukrainian phone number. Shocked, I tell you.
Oh, Ukraine, huh? Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funny, huh? Vince, I need your input on this. In a recent address, Michael Kratiosis, he's the head of the science and technology under Trump, made this following statement, quote, "Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space, leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow, and improve productivity." He discussed the perceived slowdown in technological progress, attributing it to deliberate choices rather than limitations, and emphasized that the United States is, quote, "capable of so much more," end quote. Dumb this down for me.
I have no idea. Maybe he was just trying to add some hyperbole to the fucking conversation. I don't know. Everybody's like, what do they mean, time and space? Clearly, the guy is just embellishing what he's trying to say.
We got this magical black box, right? It used to take hours to cook chicken in the oven. You can do it in minutes now with this magical black box that sits on your countertop. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's technological. It's called microwave.
I don't know.
It'll give you cancer.
Did he just actually admit that we have technology that they've been suppressing?
Yes.
I mean, honest to God. I mean,
that's what he said. The slowdown was deliberate. Yeah, deliberate choices rather than limitations.
But we're still using oil.
Yeah, weird.
We're still wearing plants.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though. Yeah. We're still building our houses out of plants.
It's like that weird TikTok video I saw that the white girl was like, picking cotton is so peaceful and relaxing. I can see why people used to do it for free. Like, you might want to backtalk that one. Yeah plants.
We're still wearing plants as a civilization, as animals. We're still wearing plants, but yet they've got technology that could, you know,
can do time and space and manipulate and
our governments are taxing us for carbon footprints and whatnot, but you've got free energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So the money, it's about money. There it is. Okay, whatever.
Speaking of money, that gets us to the Carmelo Anthony
shit. Just roll a watermelon down the street.
Boy, you ain't a kid. Carmelo Anthony's family this week purchased a Cadillac Escalade worth $150,000 and have begun renting a $900,000 home after they received $500,000 donations that's supposed to go to his legal defense. The Frisco PD responded to a call reporting shots fired at the home of Jeff Metcalf, the father of Austin Metcalf, who Carmelo Anthony murdered. Nobody was home when the cops arrived, and the father got there 5 minutes after the cops arrived. The father had attended a press conference on Thursday that was held by the family and representatives of his son's murderer. But before the press conference began, he was escorted out by police. Spokesperson for the family said, quote, "The father being at this press conference, these are my words, don't quote anybody, is a disrespect to the dignity of the son," end quote. I have never in my life seen such fuckery and cucking. This censored stabbed your son in the heart at a track meet, and you want to play best fucking friends with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
How's that nut taste?
I'd be on the news.
I'd just cup the balls while you're down there, bud. What the fuck are you doing?
I'd be on the news for the worst racially motivated you insert thing here in history.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be building wooden doors out of watermelon. I tell you. Yeah.
grape drink for everyone.
Stabbed your son in the heart, and you're wanting to be fucking best friends. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Well, how about your good boy that's dead?
There's no
Died in his twin brother's arms.
Yeah, that's...
Man.
Now, I take it the he's not married to that lady anymore. Right?
I'm guessing not, yeah. Because it seemed like the swatting call was at his house, not where the other son is.
Well, and then the mom, they asked her, you know, well, what do you think? She's like, fuck that fucking kid. I mean, she didn't say it like that.
Of course, right, but that's what she meant.
Right. And that was the last interview with her, man.
Yeah, then the news was like, oh, we can't have her or the twin brother on anymore. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, she's up there like, it's going to be open season on the Mississippi Blue Gums, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hunting season, boys.
Yeah.
It's dark season. Meats back on the menu.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vince, this next one is sad that this had to go to court considering election promises. But Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch have sued the Attorney General Pam Bondi for the entire unredacted Epstein files.
Good. Good. That's glad he did. I mean, I don't know. People are upset by it. I'm like, that's what Judicial Watch does. They go after bullshit, and it's bullshit.
You say this, and you don't follow through.
We
will sue you, and we will get the records. Yeah.
Yeah, Judicial Watch is one of the few fucking non-biased fucking outlets.
Oh, yeah. They go after everybody. Yeah, good. So,
good.
Yeah.
I don't know. The people are upset. Oh, I can't believe you did that. Or you can't? You fucking serious?
I would have done it day two because Trump said he was going to release it day one.
Yeah, well.
So, you know.
We're just blowing up brown people for Israel.
Yeah. Speaking of wasting our tax money, remember when Trump called Zelensky a dictator? Yes. And everybody threw a fit because he said, you know, Ukraine hasn't had elections and all this. Yeah, well, Zelensky extended martial law and mobilization in the country for another 90 days. So this, of course, bans the upcoming election, despite his presidential term having expired months ago. That's what a dictator does, kids.
They're throwing people in the vans.
Yeah, literally snatching men off the street to go, here, go fight the Russians. Fuck you, buddy. You mean give my weapons to the Russians?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not fighting anywhere.
No. The Trump administration this week froze $2.2 billion in grants to Harvard after the university has defied the administration's demands over campus protests and DEI programs. Good. Quit giving our money to these fucks. How about, I know this is a shocker, how about you let the people who pay taxes decide, get this, I know it's a shocker, what's done with their money?
I want my money back.
Yeah.
We can give everybody 20%. No, I want it all back.
I want it all back, yeah. You keep 1%, that's theft.
Yeah. Taxation is theft, asshole.
Yeah. Israeli Defense Forces troops flagrantly broke Article 53 of the Geneva Convention this week for social media clout as they recorded themselves using an armored bulldozer to demolish the monument to St. George outside of the Yaron's Church in southern Lebanon. They did this on Palm Sunday. Because the Jews hate you.
Yeah, fuck the Jews. If you go to a church who's all about fucking Israel and we need to help the Jews,
nope.
Find another fucking church.
Yep. Oh, we could go into that. So, but we won't, because you know. Hamas this week turned down the ceasefire agreement with Israel because it ain't like Israel's been living up to it. Here we go, Vince. This next story made me laugh, and we apparently get to come up with new school mascots. A Long Island school district is being sued over claims its new mascot, a Spartan, is, quote, a symbol of white supremacy. William King Moss III, parent and Suffolk County NAACP leader, says the Brentwood Unified School District's decision to swap its old banned Native American mascot with an ancient Greek warrior is offensive to women and people of color. So the Brentwood Unified School District will now be known as the Fighting Watermelons.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. So we lost the Brave or whatever it used to be. We went with Spartans because, you know, Michigan State seems to be apparently Michigan State. You're next to be sued because of white supremacy, or is just black people bitching? Oh, it's just black people bitching. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
This next story should tell you to never trust what you see on the news. According to video of the helicopter that crashed in the Hudson River, the story we had last week that killed the CEO and all this stuff. The one that they said that they recovered and pulled out, it wasn't the same helicopter.
Yeah, that was. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know whether it was other footage or not, but yeah, that was not. Yeah, that.
But there's like
been.
This is the one that they pulled out. That no, the fucking colors of the helicopter are wrong.
Yeah, that.
That's like the BBC going, you know, Building 7 collapsed about a half hour ago. Oh fuck, Building 7's still behind me, standing.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Russia's mysterious doomsday radio station, UVB-76, just broadcast this week 4 cryptic messages in the span of 24 hours. Neptune, Thymus, Foxcloak, Nunabucks, according to Russian media. No one in the civilian world has a clue as to what this means. That's probably the fucking point. I think they said this is the first time words have been said in like 20 years. It's usually just like a number station. That's not good. You know?
Yeah, not good at all. Here come the bombs.
Yeah. I had the 4chan was hacked. We talked about that. The federal government spent more than $27 million on a nonprofit that texts sexually explicit health advice to children, telling them, how to use sex toys and test themselves for HIV without notifying or seeking permission from their parents. The Center for Innovative Public Health Research said researchers obtained waivers from a review board under the oversight of the Health and Human Services Department to secretly enroll children in government-funded studies of teenage sexual behavior.
Sure.
Wood chipper, mother...
Uh-huh.
Or, don't let your kids have fun. The more that we do this show, the more I think the Amish have it right.
Oh, they totally do.
Fuck your world. We're living in ours. You come near here. We don't like you. We'll shoot you. They'll never find you.
Yeah.
I'm becoming more religiously extreme. And just the.
It's funny how that works. There's so much extremism. There's so many religious zealots. I'm like, have you watched the news?
Yeah. Do you see what's going on? Because, yeah.
Are you okay with it? Like the kids and shit?
Oh, I messing with kids? Okay, well, now, yeah. Fire up the old moor bark. It's feeding time.
Yeah.
Speaking of, a Jewish man firebombed the Jewish Pennsylvania governor's mansion this week while the governor's family was inside. Of course, when this was first reported, it was called, you guessed it, an act of anti-Semitism. And then it came out that the man that did the firebombing was a Jew.
I can't wait. Seriously, I can't wait to find out here in another week. They'll be like, well, somehow white people started this shit.
Right.
This is white supremacy. We don't know how, but it is.
A Jew attacked a Jew, and it's the white man's fault.
Yes. Give it time.
Oh, yeah, I completely see that happening. So, next story here. The state of Massachusetts took custody of 5 children after a doctor reported the parents for not vaccinating their baby. Dude, the family has religious beliefs against their kids getting the shots.
Apparently the wrong religion.
Yeah. So this doctor called the authorities and the state took their 5 kids. Once again, I'd be on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Father shot, but not before taking a whole lot of motherfuckers with him.
Yeah.
You ever watch John Q? Mm.
Falling Down?
Yeah. I just want to go home. Irish police announced this week, fucking cops, they will seek government action to address the, quote, growing issue of citizen journalism.
Oh, fuck, man. We can't have people telling people what the fuck's going on.
Preventing filming of police activities for, quote, safety. Man, if you're listening in Ireland and you're a part of their government, A, what the fuck is wrong with you? And two, you've already got the Protestants and Catholics working together. Like, IRA and normals are working together now.
Yeah, what happened?
You're the fucking target, dummies.
Yeah, you know you fucked up when they're hanging out with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, well, since I ain't going to put this bomb under your car, brother, I'm who should I?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no more brother wars.
Yeah, then you know where it's going next. The White House this week started notifying Congress of a plan to eliminate all public broadcasting funding and codify foreign aid cuts identified by the DOGE department. Key proposed cuts include $1.1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds PBS and NPR, and $8.3 billion that was a hedge fund and a slush fund for USAID, which we now know was going to terrorists and tell your kids how to fuck. So, all right, next story here. Tulsi Gabbard declassified Biden's secret plan to eliminate the Second Amendment. He was going to do it under the guise of, quote, counterterrorism. So, yes, they were, in fact, going to come for your guns, and you were going to just probably let them because they're the government.
Oh, they're totally going to do it. Trump is totally going to do it.
Yeah. New boss, old boss, same thing.
Oh, yeah, he's totally going to do it. He's going to tell you some bullshit, too. Well, we got to because of
Iran.
Or, yeah, they're attacking innocent
Israelis. I need your guns because of Iran. Yeah. Speaking of, Trump's top economic advisors told reporters on Friday that the White House is exploring how to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, despite legal guardrails on his position, which... just a little government lesson here, kids. The Federal Reserve is not a part of the federal government. They're just a bank.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you how to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. All right. Last story of the week. It's a time for the Luigi story. Hey. Federal grand jury in New York returned a 4-count indictment against alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione, Chuck's nephew, that charges him with 2 counts of stalking, firearms offenses, and murder through the use of a firearm. These are federal charges, therefore makes him eligible for the death penalty, which Trump's AG Pam Bondi said, yes, we're going to go for the death penalty for this kid, so...
People do that shit all the time.
Yeah. And you don't go for death penalty for them.
Yeah.
In fact, you let them buy $900,000 houses and $150,000 Escalades.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Man, ain't nothing I said wrong. I might have just stated it bluntly. So.
Yeah, they got rid of that whole, we're going to make you pay for the anesthesia if it goes over a certain time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Your boy got popped and they got rid of that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yep. Keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Happy Easter, everyone. And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.